possible in 5 minutes. I know that you have the big part of the state, but and MPMs, but yeah, please.
Dear distinguished members of the permanent missions, thank you for the opportunity to address you today. I'm pleased to present an overview of the European regional team, highlighting both our key achievements and the challenges that lie ahead as we continue to advance our mandate. The European regional team operates within a diverse and dynamic regional framework, encompassing 41 state parties and 41 designated national preventive mechanisms and two signature parties, Ireland and Belgium. Despite the extensive coverage suggested by our regional map, it is crucial to know that around 40% of the state parties have not yet to receive their SPT visit. The ERT, of course, composes of 11 SPT members. And as you probably know, our strategic plan for 2025 includes Serbia and France for visits. Turning to our regular practice and regular way of communicating with the NPMs, we have established every year the webinar initiative and the follow-up also dialogue with the state parties after the visit. We try to advise NPM, we try to do capacity building activities, knowledge exchange, fostering dialogue with NPM, and formulating a better idea on the challenges that state parties face. But except our regular practices through webinars and regular communication through the country rapporteurs with the state parties and the NPMs, it is two main challenges in the European region. One emerging challenge that we must address is the increasing trend of extraterritorial agreements within Europe. These agreements, often bilateral, impact detention practices and the treatment of individuals beyond national borders. They raise complex legal questions about accountability, jurisdiction, and the protection of fundamental rights, especially when individuals are detained or processed to third countries. For the European regional team, this presents both a challenge and an opportunity. It challenges us to expand the monitoring framework to ensure that human rights protection are upheld not only within the national territories, but also in extraterritorial context. At the same time, it reinforces the importance of our preventive mandate, which must adapt to scrutinize these evolving mechanisms of governance and their implications for the prevention of torture and ill-treatment. The second challenge we have in the European region, especially for the members of the European Union, is the new migration pact and the implications for MPMs and the SPT. The new EU migration pact introduces significant reforms to EU migration and asylum system. This pact places a strong emphasis on border procedures, accelerated asylum processing, and enhanced return mechanism, including partnership with non-EU countries for managing migration flows. While the pact seeks to create a more coherent framework for migration management, it also raises some concerns related to detention practices, procedural safeguards, and the potential for human rights violation in fast-track procedures. The role of the foreseen independent mechanism and or potential NPM's engagement become more and more critical in this context, as they are uniquely positioned to monitor place of deprivation of liberty, including border facilities, transit zones, and detention centers. So those are the two main challenges for the European region team. And we have to find ways to strengthen the engagement with the NPMs, and we have to strengthen our collaboration with the state parties and the authorities just to find out the best ways for our proactive monitoring strategies to prevent torture and ill-treatment. In conclusion, the European regional team's strength lies in the collaboration with the state parties of the region and also with the experienced NPMs of the regions. Most of the NPMs of the regions are so experienced, having more than 10 years experience. And so any kind of dialogue is very, very productive. And the commitments, of course, to the SPD preventive mandate. Thank you for your attention. To look forward for our continued collaboration in advancing the goals of the SPT as a body, not only as a regional team. Thank you.